Everyone has a normal combo set. Yes? They went out an email? No? Okay, well, let me give you a Maamar Kamo spell pair. This will be obviously for next week as well. What I'd like to discuss this week and the next year is the Seder of the story of Matan Torah. The story of Matan Torah appears in Parshas Yisro as well as Parshas Mishpatim. Now, there's a big machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, maybe Tolli and the machlokas, two shittas in the Mechilta, the Ramban himself mentions it. How to reconstruct the section in Parshas Mishpatim at the end, the narrative over there, and what you have in the Parsha of Yisro, the second half of Parshas Yisro. Now, we'll mention Rashi Shita, but we'll focus primarily on the Ramban. Now, the Rambans that you need to be familiar with are as follows. Parsha of Yisro, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tesvav. Now, right after Aseres Hadibros, the Torah has, there are a few psukim that tell us how Bnei Yisrael were very scared, and they come to Moshe, V'chol Amram Mesakos V'Salapidim, and so on. V'yomre Moshe, you speak to us, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're not going to live. Moshe says, Al Tira'u, don't be afraid. Hashem is intending, there are different pshat in what that means, in order that you should have Yiras Hashem. That is one section that we have to try to identify when this happened. Pasha pshat, you say it happened after Aseres Hadibros. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban has a different reading of this section. The Ramban Davka says this is what's described as what was going on before the Aseres Hadibros. Now, before we go to Parshas Mishpatim, let's also note in Parshas Veschanon, we also have the Torah recording Aseres Hadibros, Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael about the events that happened. Right after the Torah tells us Aseres Hadibros over there, there's also a mention of the expression of fear that was communicated to Moshe. Doesn't say there that the Klal Yisrael said it by Yom Ruah Moshe. It says that the Skenim came over to Moshe. This is in Perek Hay of Dvarim. Pasuk, beginning with Pasuk Yutes, it says Hadvarim Ha'ela Adibah Hashem Kol Kahalchem, and then it says Vayhi Kishomachem Esakom Mitocha Eish, Perek Hay Pasuk Chaf. If we continue hearing Kol Hashem Vamasnu, we can't survive. You be the one to let us hear. So at first glance, you would want to match what's described in Parshas Veschanon with what you have in Parshas Yisro. Not necessarily. This is one Ramban that we have to take note of. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro and the Cholam Mesakolos, Perek Chaf Pasuk Tes Vav, tries to work out the relationship between what you have there and what's described in Parshas Veschanon, that these Kenim came and said to Moshe, you be the one to tell us about the mitzvahs, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, next we have to look carefully at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Now, notice what happens. Right after the Aseres Hadibros, we have those couple, Psukim and Yisro, that we just talked about. Then you have Vayomer Hashem Moshe at the very end of Yisro, Kosma Bnei Yisrael, Atem Re'isem Kim B'Shemayim V'Raiti Bachem, you see that I spoke to you from heaven. And then you have a couple of Psukim that mention specific Yisro Avodah Zarah again. U'sasun Iti Elohi Chesed V'Ezov U'sasu Lachem. A couple of psukim that speak about details relating to the construction of the Mizbeach. That ends Parshas Yisro. Then you have Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneim, the whole Parshas Mishpatim, with all the many mitzvahs of all different stripes and kinds, mostly having to do with Choshen Mishpat, Bin Adam L'Chaveiro, but not always. There's other mitzvahs as well. There's Issa Treifa, Macholos Asuros, there's mention of Shemitah, there's Sholosh Regalim, and then you have that until Osevashu Gidi Bachalev Imo, Parshas Mishpatim at Shishi. Then you have a couple more psukim that mention that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, I'm sending a malach before you, be careful, And it says further that I'm going, you should not bow down to Avodah Zarah over there. And then it says further at Shvi, that if you observe the mitzvahs, then things will be wonderful and there won't be illnesses. And it says further about the driving out of the nations in Eretz Yisrael and how the boundaries will be expanded. And again, do not let anyone be there that's going to make you sin and worship Avodah Zarah. And it goes until Kiyeh L'chol Mokesh. This is the end of Parshas of Perek Chav Gimel in Parshas Mishpatim. Notice, Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisrael, the specific anxieties expressed by the Am to Moshe, we can't bear it. Moshe says, do not be afraid. Then a couple of mitzvahs Hashem communicates regarding Avodah Zarah and the Mizbeach. Then all of these mitzvahs in Mishpatim, all until Kiyeh L'chol Mokesh. Now we have another narrative. The Torah shifts its focus and talks about the events that occur at Maamar HaSinai. And it says, Hashem tells Moshe, Alei El Hashem, go up, you are another Ben Aviyu. Moshe has a special place, higher than everybody else, nobody can go that high. Then it goes on and tells you that Moshe tells over to Bnei Yisrael, Eis kol divrei Hashem, eis kol mishpatim. What does that mean? The people respond, kol divrei Hashem naaseh. Moshe writes down, eis kol divrei Hashem. This is on one day. Wakes up the next day, Pasuk Dalet here, builds a Mizbeach, has Nari Bnei Yisrael offer Karbanos, Olos, and Shulamim. Moshe divides the dam of the Karbanos. Half of the dam he puts on the Mizbeach. Then he takes the Sefer HaBaris. Notice he had written down Kol Divrei Hashem in Pasuk Dalet the day before. Now the day later he reads publicly the Sefer HaBaris, and this is what Kal Yisrael respond. What is the famous immortal words that they said? Naseh v'nishma. So now everyone knows Naseh v'nishma. Now we have to ask ourselves, what did they say Naseh v'nishma in response to? In response to a Kriyas HaTorah of Sefer HaBaris. What was in the Sefer HaBaris? It says, Kol Divrei Hashem Eis Kol Mishpatim. What does that refer to? Moshe then takes the dam by Yisroch Al Ha'am. You have to know what it means literally, on the nation, maybe. Something about like a Hazor, Hazoas Hadam. Uncle says he threw it on the Mizbeach on behalf of the people. And he says, this is the Dam HaBris. So what you have in Mishpatim is an aspect of Matan Torah that you can associate with Bris, the Bris of Matan Torah. And this is the Dam HaBris. And then it says that Moshe went up, Nadav and Aviyu and Zekanim, and they beheld Elkei Yisrael, this image of Ninvua, of Maisel of Nasasapir, very esoteric. And then you have, it says that the Yechzel Zekim V'yochel V'yishtu, that Tzila B'nei Yisrael had a Suda of sorts, they ate the Karbanos, they had a Mishteh. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, it's time to go up, and you're going to remain there, and I'm going to give you Luchos Evan Torah V'mitzvah Shekosavti Lo Rosam, and Moshe goes up, and then he takes leave of them, and this is what the Pasuk Parsha ends with. Moshe enters, and he's there for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, very basic question. When the events of Parshas Mishpatim at the end took place over how many days? We saw spread out over 2 days. The first of those days, Moshe Rabbeinu is misaper the Divrei Hashem. The people say, call them Shadibra Hashem Nase. And then it says he writes down Eskol Divrei Hashem. That's on one day. The next day he builds a Mizbeach and he offers, has Karbanos brought, and he throws half the dam on the Mizbeach, half on the people. Literally, maybe not literally, on behalf of the people, different pshatim, he says, this is Dam HaBris. Now, what 2 days are we talking about? If you take everything chronologically, then all of this is after Aseres HaDibros. That's the way the Ramban is going to learn. Rashi has a different pshat. So the Rambans that you need to look at very, very carefully, and we'll begin to try to discuss this more in depth next year. First of all, I gave you the Ramban in Parashas Yisrael, Perek Chav, Pasuk Tesvav. That's the specific communication after that's mentioned there after the Aseres HaDibros with Skeered. You speak to us. Consider that in light of Parshas Veschanan, where you have the account of this Canaan coming to Moshe. Then you have to look at the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chavdalet, Pasuk Aleph, on the pasuk Del Moshe Amar Al Hashem, where he quotes Rashi and disagrees with Rashi. Then you have the Ramban in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Gimel. And I want you to dive very carefully in the language of the Ramban and start noticing how the Ramban works the sequence of events into what happened when. Now, it would also be kedai to look at the Ramban Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, where Hashem says, Alei Alei Hahara Ve'yesham, the end of Mishpatim. And possibly also earlier in Parashas Mishpatim, on the pasuk Meliascha b'demacha losa acher. I don't know if I gave it to you on the sheet, but at the end of that, he makes a reference to the Sefer Habris over there, and then also Perek Chabes pasuk Chavches, that is the one I just mentioned, and also in Devarim Perek pasuk Chavdalet. Let's begin to try to frame the issues, and again, the fine print will have to wait for the next year. Shitas Rashi, maybe this you already know because you might have said Rashi soon every year. So how does Rashi understand the relationship between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim? The next class is going to be in this room, or is it in a different place? It's here, so we'll know if there's a point we have to end. Okay. Shitas Rashi. If you have your chumashim, it's kedai, we can look at it inside a little bit. Kal Yisrael arrive at Har Sinai. It doesn't say exactly when, but we interpret the pasuk as referring to Bayom Hazeh. It was on Chodesh Hashishi Bayom Hazeh. So what is the meaning of Bayom Hazeh? It doesn't say what day. The default day, therefore, is when? Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So we understand they arrived at Har Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then begins the preparations. Now, in Parshas Yisrael, you have a series of mitzvahs that are specifically pertaining to getting ready for Kabbalas HaTorah. Mm-hmm. So beginning there, it says, Hashem says, Kosam Alves Yaakov, Sagit of Israel, you see what I've done to Mitzrayim, and now if you're going to listen and become an Am Segula, you'll be a Mechaz Kohen B'Goy Kadosh, and so on. Tell this to Bnei Israel, which Moshe does. I'm coming to you, the people are going to listen. So what does that mean? Hashem says to Moshe, tell them to get ready for 3 days, and it says that there's going to be a marking off of the mountain. This is called Hagbalah, marking off of the mountain. And it's also this idea of Prisha. So again, I'm oversimplifying here because we're not going to go into the details as much, but there's a number of days that we call the Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah. For the Kal Yisrael involved Hagbalah or Prisha. They had to be separated from their wives. Now all of this, Rashi tries to work out into the days, getting closer to the big day when Hashem would finally speak to them, Aseres HaDibros. Now, begin to look at a couple of Rashis very, very quickly with me. Take a look first, Pasuk Aleph. Vayom Azes is Rashi B'Rosh Chodesh. That's what we mentioned. U'Moshe Allah El Elokim, Pasuk Gimel, says Rashi. When did Moshe go up? He went up the next day. Because every time he goes up, it's the new day, Vashkama. And Hashem says to Moshe on day 2, Kosom Marat Leves Yaakov. Moshe then is going to give over that message to Klal Yisrael. So in Pasuk Ches, it says that Moshe went and told it to the Canaan, and they said, Naseh, and Vayom, and then it says, Vayashem Moshe Tzibram Moshe. Moshe is bringing the message back. So Rashi says, B'yom HaMocharas, Shu Yom HaShlishi. So this is on the third day. Then you have in Pasuk Tes, Vayagid Moshe says Rashi B'yom HaMocharas to reveal a Chodesh. So Moshe is giving another message. What is that message? They want to hear directly from you. Ritzonin Lurisis Malkeinu. Now Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem says, Hayuna Chon Mishlot. If that's the case, this is what you need to do. Separate for 3 days from your wives. Layom HaShlishi, says Rashi, on the sixth day of the month. Now look at this important Rashi. Again, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ubachamishi bana Moshe es hamizbeach tachasahar u'shtemesri matseva kol ha'inyan ha'amur b'parshas eilam mishpatim ve'ein mukta mucha b'torah. What is Rashi doing for us? He's taking the 2 days of at the end of mishpatim and putting that before the Aseres Hadibros, which were communicated to Kal Yisrael on either Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. So let's assume Vav Sivan was Aseres Hadibros. So now you have, on the fifth day is when Moshe built the Mizbeach and wrote out a Sefer Abris. We have to know what was in it. And then he read from the Sefer Abris when? On the sixth of Sivan, before the giving of the Aseres Hadibros. Okay, now look at Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim with me. I'll just, as we go there, just take note of another thing. Rashi, at the end of Yisro, right after Aseres Hadibros, we had the pasuk I noted, V'chol Amromis HaKolos. What does Rashi say that means? The Kolos HaYotzim Mipi HaGvura. According to Rashi, the description there at the end of Yisro, that they came to Moshe and said, you speak to us, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is when? After Aseres Hadibros, where it appears. As a Kolos HaYotzim Mipi HaGvura. Means the words of Aseres Hadibros. Now take a look at Rashi in the end of Mishpatim. Be'el Moshe Amar Alei Al Hashem. Zok Rashi. Parsha Zu Nemra Kodem Aseres Hadibros. Okay. So what is Rashi doing? He's taking the end of Mishpatim and reworking it into Parshas Yisro. So we have to obviously understand why the Torah did this. Truly Mutam Luchav HaTorah, but there must be something more here. The Torah separates the sections, and we'll talk about this more next week. But Al Kopanim, the specific chronology is not as it appears in Chumash, but this is the El Moshe Am Alei Al Hashem. This is when? On Dalet B'Siva Nemro Alei. Meaning not Alei for 40 days. What is Alei Al Hashem? Meaning we're going to have more, we have to tell you more things, Moshe, to tell B'nai Yisrael. Now, continue Rashi at Pasuk Gimel in the end of Mishpatim. Vayavo Moshe vayisater la'am, says the Pasuk, Eis kol divrei Hashem, Eis kol Mishpatim. So what does that refer to? We're talking now on the fourth of, or the fifth. Okay, so actually what? No. So actually, maybe I made a toast before. What did I say? I made a mistake. I said before 5 and 6 of Sivan. Let me modify that. It's the 4th and the 5th of Sivan. The building the Mizbeach was on the 5th. The Vayisapel was on the 4th. The building the Mizbeach and then the Kriyas HaTorah was on the 5th. Okay, so let me clarify. Okay, so if you... Everyone with me? So look at Rashi now. Vayichtov Moshe. Rashi mentioned on the building the Mizbeach was on the 5th. But the Vayisaper La'am, this is on the 4th. What was on Bovayom? What day? Dalet Sivan. What's Divrei Hashem? Mitzvahs Prisha V'Hagbala. That's what else could it be? This is before Matan Torah. So it's the mitzvahs that specifically relate to getting ready for Kabbalah Sot Torah. The Eis Kol HaMishpatim. What would you think? Mishpatim. We have all these Mishpatim in Parshas Mishpatim. No, it couldn't be that. Because this section is preceding Parshas Mishpatim. Correct? So what does Mishpatim mean? Rashi says, Zayim mitzvah sh'nistah b'nei Noach, Shabbos kibbut ve'em paraduma, v'dinim sh'nitnu le'em b'mara. So Moshe is telling over to Kal Yisrael specific mitzvahs, Prisha v'Hagbala, and Mishpatim that they are aware of up until this juncture. Certain mitzvahs of Mara, the mitzvahs B'nai Noach. What does Moshe do? He writes it down. What does he write? Vayichtov Moshe Eis Kol Divrei Hashem, Rashi says, from Bereishis to Matan Torah, a beginning of a Sefer Torah, plus the mitzvahs of Mara. Vayashkein Baboker, he gets up now on the next day, and he's going to build a Mizbeach. What's the next day? Zok Rashi, Bachamishi B'Sivan. Okay, so you understand, according to Rashi, we're talking about events that occurred over 2 days, Dalet and Hei Sivan. He takes the Sefer HaBris and he reads it. What is in Sefer HaBris? Rashi Pasuk Zayin, Breishis Ad Matan Torah, Mitzvah Shtav B'Mara. So according to Rashi, when Klal Yisrael answered Nasa V'Nishma, what were they Mekabel? What did they hear? And they responded Nasa V'Nishma. It was the Sefer HaBris that contained the narratives and Breishis to Matan Torah and the mitzvahs of Mara. This is Rashi. There's a lot to say here in Rashi, but I want to begin to shift gears with the Ramban. So the Ramban is going to learn very differently. Begin to look at the Ramban with me here, Parshas Mishpat, and we'll start with that. So the Ramban is going to learn differently, that the Parshas are chronological. The Ramban quotes Rashi and he disagrees. He says, "Ena parshas bo'os kisidran v'lo kimashman klal." It doesn't seem right that suddenly we're moving back to Parshas Yisro. Furthermore, says the Ramban, it says, "Vayisaper lom es kol divrei Hashem." What's the divrei Hashem? Ve'es kol mishpatim. What are the mishpatim? Those that are written in Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'el mishpatim shetasim lifneya. Doesn't sound like it should refer to the mishpatim of Bnei Noach, and it was mitzvahs and mara. They already knew that. Vayisaper is the new mitzvahs. What is the Ramban going to say? Everything is keseder. Okay, we'll try to end both sides in the next 5 minutes, okay? Everything is keseder. And he quotes the Ibn Ezra that the Sefer HaBris was until what words? What were the last words of the Sefer HaBris according to the Ramban? Can anyone find it for me? Where does the Sefer HaBris end? What are the last words of the Sefer HaBris? No? Understand, all of Parshas Mishpatim, until you get to the narrative, is part of Sefer HaBris. Right? Where does it end? It ends with the words, Ki yiyah lecha lemokesh. That's the Sefer HaBris. Okay. So, therefore, for the Ramban, what Moshe was writing was beginning with Atem Re'isem, what you have after the Aseret HaDibros at the end of Yisro, the Mizbeach, Adam Halachos, other Halachos of the Mizbeach, Salmas HaMizbechi, all the way through Ve'ela HaMishpatim HaShetasim Lifneyem, all of that was in the Sefer HaBris, and that was what they responded to Nasa V'Nishma. You can see this as you begin to read on in the Ramban. He quotes Ibn Ezra, Ad Ahena Sefer HaBris. Ibn Ezra wrote that on the Pasuk, the Akiyel Chalamokesh. That's the end of Sefer HaBris. HaParshas Kulam Boaz Kahogen. After Matan Torah, Yad Bo Vayom, Hashem said to Moshe, Kosam Rav Bnei Yisrael Atem Re'isem. He began to warn about Avodah Zarah. He began to give them all the Mishpatim, all the mitzvahs that follow. And he had more details about Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. And now comes the El Moshe Amar Le'el Hashem. What does that mean? Hashem is saying, go up, but when? Moshe still has to do something. What does he have to do? He has to communicate all of these mitzvahs that Hashem gave him from the end of Yisro all the way through all Parshas Mishpatim. And he's going to do a Krisus Bris, as you know. So what Hashem is saying, Alei El Hashem, is after you finish that, understood, you're going to have to give all this over, and they're going to have to respond Nasa V'Nishma, you're going to have the Korbanos brought. After this, you're going to all go up, everybody's going to have their own place, you and Aaron and so on. And then it goes on and tells us, and Moshe did what Hashem said, came to the Machaneh, Vayisaper lo'omeis kol divrei Hashem, kasher tziva oso, kosam al bnei Yisrael. So what's kol divrei Hashem? Read the Pasuk now, according to the Ramban's perspective. Vayisaper lo'omeis kol divrei Hashem means what? What's including divrei Hashem? Says the Ramban, the section at the end of Yisro. Of Atem Re'isem until Asher Lo Sigola Ervascha Olav. That's called Divrei Hashem. The eighth column Mishpatim is from where? From the Ve'ele Mishpatim until Kiyelecha Lemokesh. The Kibgo Akol B'Simcha, and they said, we have some more details here to work into the Ramban. This we'll have to begin to think about for next week. The Ramban is now going to begin to incorporate a little bit more about what he says regarding Parshas Veschanan. that at some point along the way, after Aseres HaDibros, the Zekena made a request of Moshe. And the request was, you be the one, not Hashem. So when exactly, and Hashem responds, good, that's what I had in mind all along. When did all this fit in to what the Ramban is describing, that after the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem gives more mitzvahs to Moshe, a ton of them. Moshe Rabbeinu was told you're going to have to go up, but after you give this all over, Moshe tells it over, and the next day he builds a mizbeach, and they have a krisus bris, and they say nasa v'nishma. But remember, the Sefer Bris was, according to the Ramban, all these mitzvahs from the end of Yisro through Mishpatim, but somehow within all of this, you had another conversation that Klal Yisrael requested that Moshe be the one to communicate, and all that has to tie in some way with this as well. So we begin to look more carefully at this next week and then try to get to the depth of it. What exactly is the significance of this krisus bris at the end of Parshas Mishpatim? And the truth is, even for Rashi, we have to understand why the Torah separates in the two sections. A little bit of a hint, if you want a little bit of a perspective, look at the Briska Rav in Chumash. And he has a beautiful insight, which I think opens up the inyan of how to separate Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro is more the Maamar HaSinai component. Parshas Mishpatim is the Geirus component of Matan Torah. But even within that, you see there's going to be the nuances within Rashi and the Ramban. When would you say the Geirus took place? For Rashi, the Geirus took place before the Aseres HaDibros were heard. For the Ramban, the Geirus took place after Aseres HaDibros, which is quite significant as well. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll start on time, and we'll be able to put things in perspective. I'd like to look at one more Ramban as well in connection to the Inyan of Geirus, the very beginning of Parshas Truma. The very first comments of the Ramban in Parshas Truma are very relevant for the perspective that we'll try to build out of the Ramban. The notion of Kabbalas Mitzvahs and Hodoas Mitzvahs, and what the role of Parshas Mishpatim is in all of this. The very beginning of Parshas Truma, take a careful look at the Ramban over there as well. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.